When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Connor Happer.
We have another report about the cream cheese.
Mike Schaefer.
What the hell?
This is Happer and Schaefer.
We're going on about 6 years now of our yearly tradition of right around this time of year. Talking about players opting out of bowl games. Do we like it? Do we not like it? What does the sport mean to these kids? You know, stuff like that. And you know what? To be completely honest with you guys, I don't love it. You know, I don't love the idea of guys finishing their seasons early. But it can't be that black and white. It's obviously not that black and white of a situation. And I just want to introduce a whole bunch of more, you know, just a whole bunch of different angles on this rather than thinking about, I just don't like it. We don't have to be that closed off to it, but just think about it maybe from some different perspectives. Perspective number one, it comes up in this situation because a bunch of Ohio State players are opting out of the Rose Bowl. And that's a little bit jarring because that's the first time we've seen players opt out of the Rose Bowl in particular, and the Rose Bowl has this special meaning. And we now have seen players opt out of New Year's Six Bowls as well. Nobody opting out of the playoff yet. I don't know. I'm not sure that we'll see that. But maybe instead of asking ourselves, like, what's wrong with everybody, we could look at the situation and try and make it better, try and figure out why it's happening and, you know, and how we can improve it. The bowl games don't mean as much. And what I was trying to figure out this morning is that exclusively a college football playoff thing? You know, why can players, you know, get into these bowl games that we used to hold? And this is not, you know, this is a certain way of growing up in college football. It's kind of generational. Because it's like these bowl games are supposed to mean a lot because that's kind of how we were taught. And the fact of the matter is the Rose Bowl isn't the Rose Bowl anymore. The Rose Bowl isn't the same anymore. This year, it's not a part of the college football playoff. So the players are, I don't know, supposed to subscribe to the idea that, you know, our ideal of the Rose Bowl as it stood 15 years ago, it's outdated, right? And yeah, I still believe in the idea of finishing out the season and stuff like that, but how do we get these bowl games to mean more? I don't know. Is it expansion of the playoff? Is it less teams in the playoff? Changing of the sport entirely? You have to figure out what you value. There is, I think, unintended consequences to everything. And maybe one of the unintended consequences to expanding the playoff and having these quote-unquote New Year's Six Bowls, the couple bowls that aren't playoff games that are still major bowl games or BCS games and how we used to look at it, or major ones and before that, Maybe one of the unintended consequences is that those games just simply don't mean as much. It's hard to argue, right? They just don't. Think about it this way, too. I was trying to, and Adam Rittenberg had a tweet that kind of centered around this idea as well. I was thinking about this too. Like, he said this. I'll just read it to you. You probably put it better than I did. He says, my thought with the Rose Bowl is that it will be devalued whenever a participant loses in its previous game. Ohio State failed into the Rose Bowl by losing to Michigan. And as a result, the opt-outs come and there's fan apathy. Utah, on the other hand, the team that Ohio State is scheduled to play in the Rose Bowl, succeeded into the Rose Bowl. They won the Pac-12, ultimately fell short of the college football playoff because of what they had done in the regular season. And they're excited about it. You haven't seen any opt-outs from them. That obviously has a major impact on this. There's no way that that doesn't mean anything. Think about standards as a program, right? Simple, Jake and I were talking about this earlier. Like, if it's Nebraska getting their first Rose Bowl since 2001 and they had this dream season, although it fell short, they lost their biggest rival at the end, but they still got a Rose Bowl berth out of it, you think people would be excited to go to the Rose Bowl? I don't know. Hard to say. We made the point about 2016, and I felt like Nebraska was kind of limping into that their most recent bowl game, the Music City Bowl against Tennessee, because the way that they lost against Iowa, it didn't feel like a reward to be in the bowl game. And for Ohio State, I'd venture to guess that it doesn't feel like a reward to them to be in the Rose Bowl. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to give you their perspective and how they may look at it. Now, there are other things that go into this too. The individual players, their draft status, how they're looking at things. And yeah, there also is the trend, seemingly, of people opting out. I put it this way to Sipple earlier. We spend an awful lot of time talking about the people who are opting out and the merits of it, why they shouldn't, what things used to be like in college football. And maybe all it's going to take, or something that would certainly push the situation further in the right direction where people would feel a little bit more comfortable with it, I suppose, is somebody standing on that stage. Maybe it's an Ohio State guy this year, or somebody who didn't make the playoff but has a major platform in the sport to come out and say, Kenny Pickett would have been a good example of this. He opted out. He went the other way. Like, what if Kenny Pickett had come out after the year and said, man, hell no, I'm not opting out of this game. I realize what my draft status is going to be, but I'm finishing this thing, you know?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I would like to see that a little bit more. And believe it or not, we have a lot of that around college football. There is a lot of people saying those exact things. They just may not have the platform that Christian McCaffrey or Kenny Pickett has this year, or guys opting out from Ohio State, right? That feels more significant to us. And they do it for their own reasons. They make their own choices. I'm not saying I love it. But maybe a different way of looking at it is to help heap praise on the guys who, by our values or whatever, are doing it the right way. I love when a guy finishes out a season. And by the way, and I don't know if there's an awesome perspective on this from the NFL level too. It's almost a similar thing to the one and done thing in college basketball, or skipping out on the year of college basketball, opting out of the, you know, you had a season where you opted out of it and you're waiting for a contract. If I'm a GM, if I'm on the professional side, you see everything and everything gets taken into account. If your talent is that overwhelming, then it may not matter at the end of the day. But for a guy on the fringe, you bet. You know, being a good teammate means something. That probably translates to a guy showing up and not caring about what his role is at the NFL level. And the NFL needs guys like that all the time. Why do you think, like, a weird example, but why do you think Tim Boyle's in the league? Tim Boyle is not in the NFL because of his gaudy stats at UMass. He had like a negative touchdown to interception rate in his college career. The guy's barely a prospect at all. How does that guy get into an NFL roster to the point where he's starting a game? He sticks around. Guys like that stick around. They're good teammates. They're good locker room guys. Like, that means something, right? But it doesn't mean something. It doesn't mean everything to everybody. You maximize what you can bring to the table. Or at least you try to. And if what you're bringing to the table is elite, overwhelming talent, then yeah, maybe this is a question that you just don't have to worry about. You have to think about it. But if it's not, like it is for a lot of people and the overwhelming majority of people, then, yeah, it's something that I think that I would take into account if I was an NFL GM, scout. You know how they're trying to figure out everybody. They have them go through the weirdest tests and answer the dumbest questions on the face of the earth. Yeah, I think that means something. So it's a combination, it's a summation of your experiences and what you've done. And if at the end of it, you decide that you've accomplished enough, then you've accomplished enough. That's your choice. Is it disappointing for everybody else? Yeah. But maybe you feel like you don't owe it to everybody else. Or maybe you feel like you do. And you stick through it, right? So, I don't know. I'm not trying to excuse it. In any way, it still is a little odd to me. Just, you know, ending the season before it ends. But I can certainly understand where they're coming from. Now, I do think a lot of times this is probably a key issue that we haven't talked about a lot in the evaluation process. I think a lot of times guys get bad info. How could they really know? I mean, what you get back from the NFL, you know, evaluation board. They'll give you a range. Yeah, you go the third to fifth round, somewhere in there. How many times do you think guys have been told that they're going in the second and they didn't end up going to the fifth? And maybe that would have been the difference in whether they stayed and played in a bowl game or not, or played in a senior bowl, or did a pro day, or did a NFL combine, you know? I think guys get bad info sometimes. And there's a whole game behind there where NFL teams are trying to game it for themselves as well. So there's a lot at play here when guys are opting out of bowl games. And it doesn't have to be just a black and white thing. Like I said, 402-464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline. And the Sartor Hammond text line, they're both open for you. Wet Blanket says the following: bowl games are historically a reward for your season. When your season falls short of its expectation, the bowl game loses its value. I totally agree. And look at the Ohio State-Utah situation. I don't think it's any more obvious than that. So naturally, you see more opt-outs. Oh, yeah, and by the way, there's a whole bunch of former five-star recruits and potential top three-round draft picks on that roster as well that have to turn their attention to something else, or that want to turn their attention to something else. Do you think Ohio State going to the Rose Bowl this year feels like a reward to them when they were one game away from going to the college football playoff? No. I don't think it does. So when it doesn't feel like a reward, it's devalued. It's yeah, exactly. It's exactly right. All right, so like I said here, 402-464-5685. Just keep in mind with that stuff, there are so many things that go into play in any of those. Just wanted to get away from the idea of like, I don't like it. Not going to bowl games is bad, right? And I'm not saying that it's not. I just think there's a little bit more nuance to the conversation that can be had. All right, like I said, 402-464-5685. I'll get to your thoughts from the text line next. A couple more things that I want to get to before we round up the show and bring in Tom and Bach. We'll come back. More of Happer and Schaefer up next.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter, at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.